But the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome to a New York Catholic Conversation. My name is Deacon John Catalano, and I am joined by my good friend, my pal, my good friend from Long Island, Frank Alasia. Frank, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Deacon. How's everything?
Everything is good, my man. We're starting a new year, and yet we're still in the grips of this pandemic. But when people start a new year, they always come up with resolutions and goals, things they want to accomplish as the new year starts. And we all come up with a list, and some of them are achievable, some of them not. But oftentimes, when 6 weeks goes by, mid-February, we were already starting to fall behind on the kind of things we needed to do or thought we could do. And we need this element of perseverance. Now, what's the value of perseverance when we start our New Year's resolutions?
Well, perseverance is everything. I mean, you need to stick to it, right? I mean, when you really think about it, my friend, you know, when he works out at the gym, all the guys come in January 1st, all gung ho. He says by the middle of February, everything is back to normal. The gym's back to the regular hardcore guys. You know, perseverance, I don't think of it as one long race. I think of it as many short races, one after another. And I think that's important. And, you know, every year we do get a year older, and things do become a little bit more difficult. But there's nothing holding us back from becoming more holy. Holiness has nothing to do with age. It's right. A matter of perseverance and asking ourselves, you know, are we really striving to know Jesus more every day? Reminds me of a story of Socrates. A young student came to him and said, I want knowledge like you have. And he took him down to the Red Sea, and he stuck his head in there, and the kid tried to get up for air, and he didn't let him up. And finally, he lets the kid up, and the kid's gasping, right? Socrates says, when you were underneath that water, what did you want more than anything? And he said, air. He says, well, that's how badly you have to want knowledge.
Yeah.
That's how badly we want to strive. We should be striving to get closer to Jesus.
That's a great story. But when we strive for things, is it important to have more specific goals, benchmarks? I mean, in sports and in business, we have these benchmarks and goals that we can achieve along the way. What's the value of sort of goal setting specifically in the spiritual life?
Well, I think it keeps you focused. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do. You know, a couple of them, I was thinking about some of the things that I want to do for the new year. I want to stay in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, Mother Angelica from EWTN always talks about that. Said, you know, when you're in the moment, that's where God wants you. The only time you're really unhappy is a lot of times when you get ahead of yourself or you look behind yourself. So that's kind of one of my goals this year, is to do that. But whatever it is, you have to submit to the process. You have to stick with the script. Trust what Jesus is trying to accomplish in us, right? We have to let go of our own small understanding of the way we think things should be, and work and trust God. I think those are key things.
Yeah, we stay in the moment, we trust God, but now here comes life, and things happen that are unexpected. I mean, God forbid you lose your job, you get sick. What about the loss of a child? I mean, I mentioned before, I've had cancer. I thought I was in the clear after that. And then I came upon a moment when I lost three jobs in 5 years. I mean, I thought I was doing everything right. And I kept hitting my head against the wall. So despite my goals, my ambitions, and my resolutions, I was getting knocked down. And I was ready to quit, right? Quitting. And there's a difference, though, between quitting and surrendering. Quitting is simply giving up and not trying. Say, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. But surrendering means handing over to God, you know, our hopes, our wishes, our desires, and allowing God to guide us, to give oneself up to the higher power, to God, the creator of all things. He will make things right. So I think this notion of surrendering is an important part of perseverance, because you need to give it over to God in order to persevere. Am I right?
Right. That's where faith comes in. That's what faith is all about. Faith is knowing that God knows more than we do. Yeah. Is it easy? No, it is. It's not easy, especially when you get hit with some of the things that you spoke about. But the most important thing is that we trust and we get up and we stay closer to God. Because when you're in your worst situations, you are most close to Jesus, because Jesus suffered for us. Jesus knows what that's about. He became one of us. But speaking about, like, not giving up and keep trying.
Why keep going?
Keep going. Like, people say, oh, I try. No, did you try 100 times? Did you try 200 times? Let me know when you've done that. Yeah. Don't tell me you're trying when you stick with something for a week or two and you give it up. That's not trying. That's quitting. And quitting is the easiest thing in the world to do, my father used to say. Easiest thing in the world to do is quit. A winner is a loser who tries one more time. And this is what we have to do in our spiritual life. We have to keep coming back. We have to persevere, whether our exercises are pleasant or they're not. Look at the great saints. I mean, Mother Teresa of Calcutta had a period where she had spiritual dryness, where she felt everything she did wasn't right. But God puts more on our intention than attention. Forget that. You know what I mean? Like, that's very, very important to remember that. And just because we found God doesn't mean our troubles are going to eliminate us. Everything he does in our lives is to get us closer to him and to bring us closer to heaven.
Right. So, but how do we assess how we're doing along the way?
Well, I think that the way that you assess how you're doing, I kind of like to do three things. I look at God. What am I doing in my spiritual life?
Right.
Now, you know, I always talk about the Mass. I always talk about confession. I talk about prayer. Some of the other things. And don't forget, heaven is rooting with you in all these things. The angels and the saints are with you. Your guardian angel is with you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So do a First Friday devotion. Stop in church on the first Friday of every month to venerate the Sacred Heart, the Blessed Sacrament. Okay. Like I said, you can say the rosary, read Catholic literature, read good Catholic books, listen to EWTN. EWTN is a great station, or some Catholic radio show. These are things a little kind of outside the box. You know, like I said, it's great following the rules. Don't get me wrong. The rules are really important, but you have to do more than that. Michael Jordan didn't become great because he followed the rules. He became great because he did more. He was able to repeat. He worked harder than everybody. That's the key thing in a spiritual life. We have to try to do more. Then I look at myself. Are my personal ambitions getting in the way? Like, are hobbies more important than my family life? How am I doing with that? Am I distracted by things? You know, am I chasing after things that aren't of God? You know, and when you're away from your family, that's no good. You have to spend time with your wife and your kids. They're the most important things that you have to do on this earth. That's your responsibility.
I like it, Coach. You're a very harsh coach. I don't know where you learned all that.
And the last, you look at your neighbor.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The last thing I look at is my neighbor. You know, you may be the only Jesus your neighbor ever sees. So, you know, you have to be good to everybody. You know, my father had a saying. A guy once said to my father, "The guy's a nice guy once you get to know him." My father says, "Once you get to know him, how long is that going to take?"
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of time. Like, in other words, what he was saying is, I got to wait for this guy to be a nice guy. That's what you're telling me. So what he would say to me is, you're nice to people all the time. You do everything you can to help people all the time. Because you want to be happy, make other people happy.
Well, you've had good coaches around you, and I love what you're saying there. I guess to avoid frustration, we should be aware of what the Bible says, right? Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So there's a reason to persevere to the end. St. Paul did it. I mean, he hung in shipwrecked, beaten with rods, and he persevered to the end. He ran the race because he knew that it was what God's will was for him.
Yes. Amen.
Amen, my brother. Well, great talking to you. And listen, we'd like you to just like us or follow us, depending on your podcast platform. And either way, send us an email at anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. That's anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. Frank, I love you a lot. I'll talk to you next time, okay?
God bless, Deacon. Thanks.